Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. How are you today? Are you good? You better be. You better be working on it. If you're not, you're going to be better, because we have a Jackie Mott. She's here with us all the way from Ontario, Canada. And we're going to talk about reinventing ourselves. You know, women get stuck, but men too. But women get stuck after 50. They think life is over. But baby, let me tell you, I kicked into overdrive. I'm living my best life. Oh, yes, unapologetic. My money is good. My relationship is good. Sex is fantastic. I'm a little bit too, you know, enjoying too much. I'm a little fluffy. But when you become downtrodden after a divorce or after some sort of grief, maybe a loss of a job, maybe you're an empty nester, then you go through this whole mind spin. And so Jackie is going to help us land with both feet, 10 toes down, planted in the ground. Let's welcome her to the show. How are you doing, Jackie Mott?
I am fantastic. I have been so excited about this. Hello, brains.
Hey.
Hello. This is so exciting. I'm so happy to be with you, April.
I'm happy too. You just told me in the green room that you were in San Diego, and I missed you. I told you I'm the VIP queen, honey. Anybody that come to San Diego, if you're nice, I'll take you around and show you a real good time. Tell my brains a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
So my name is Jackie Mott. I am a speaker, an author, a coach. I also do some accounting and income tax and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I think I will be very comfortable saying that my mission is to really support women at midlife who are starting over or who are going through some sort of a transition. You know, you just mentioned we could be empty nesters. Maybe we've lost a spouse or a relationship or any number of other things. And so it's really important for us to put the pieces together in a way that will help us create a new way of being and a new life in this world that actually takes us in the direction that's going to bring us joy. And that's what I love to do.
Well, you know, joy is a choice.
Mm.
You can be in a very bad, dysfunctional situation. You could be sick. You could have cancer and still find joy. Just in the fact that you woke up, that you're around the right people, that you have support, that you have something to eat, that you're able to vote. Oops, did I say that? There's a whole lot going on in the world. And I'm telling you, I am really at a point of anxiety because what's going on here in the United States. But what I've decided is much like what you said, I've made a choice.
Mm.
I've extracted the noise. I have chose to do something different. I have chose to respond differently, to act differently. What do you suggest when someone is pulling back the layers of trauma and anxiety? How do they start to reshift themselves?
So I think it's really important for us to, number one, reach out for help when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we start to pull those things apart, it can be very difficult to do by ourselves. And it can, you know, it can bring up a lot of stuff. The processes that I use really don't require us to go too far into the trauma and drama. But sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes we get triggered by a memory or an experience. And when we don't have the support in place, and that could be anybody. I mean, that could be a close family member, close friend. It could be a coach. It could be a counselor. But I think it's really important for us to have the support in place, number one, to help us walk through whatever it is that we need to walk through. Also, to look to the future, look to what you want to create rather than the thing that took you down. Because if we focus too much on that thing that took us down, then we can get sort of stuck and lost in the emotion and that I'm going to go as far as to say depression almost, that grief, that depression. We can get lost in that darkness. So it's very important for us to have this mindset of like, I really, what's going to make me happy? What are the things that I would like to bring into my world? What kind of relationships would I like to have? What kind of work do I want to do? All of that kind of stuff. Get curious about that stuff. Have your help in place. And if you can find a system that works for you, then that's always a great idea because sometimes that step-by-step thing can make it a little bit easier and less overwhelming if we do get into the emotion of the thing. Does that make sense?
Brains, you've got to be in action, okay? And I'm a toughie. I had this nice lady call me up. She wants me to mentor her. When I mentor you, that's my choice to pour into you, but it's reciprocal. But her conversation was one of wanting to shame and blame the person that victimized her, wanted to punish them. And she was on the phone for with me like first 30 minutes and repeated herself 100 times. I can't do it because she's lived this and she's not in action. She's in resentment. And you got to work through it, okay? Grief is a process. I get all that. But if you've lived this situation for 45 years and you are still recycling it, I don't know what to do. So when you find yourself in this situation and you've identified what's going on, you want to move to action, what's the next step?
The next step in my mind is the redefining and reframing. So I feel like what you just said really resonates for me in the way of being in stuck in a story, right? And then we can start to identify ourselves. We can start to define ourselves by the circumstances that happened to us. And we do get stuck in that victim mindset. So we need to reframe the thing. We need to start to pull it apart and look at it from a different place. When we can start to change the story that we're telling ourselves about the thing that happened. For example, I went through a really difficult divorce, and I'm not going to tell you it didn't devastate me when it first happened, because it did. It knocked me flat. We'd been together for 27 years, and all of a sudden, this person that has been part of my daily life for over 2 decades is just gone. So there was a very strong grief response and all of that kind of stuff. And the circumstances were pretty ugly, to be honest. They were pretty ugly. So there was a time when I needed to allow myself to feel the hurt and the anger and all of that kind of stuff. But there was also a time when I just woke up one day and I went, okay, so I have this story of what my life was supposed to be, and I'm using the air quotes very purposely. It was supposed to be this way. And that's what I'm rolling around in. I'm angry because this thing is, it's changed. It's different. It's not going to be what it was supposed to be, what I've invested in, right? And I have two choices. I can stay in this space that is really uncomfortable and really not happy for me, or I can start to look around myself and go, okay, so what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? And how do I want to define myself? How do I want to show up? Because it's no longer about us, right? It's no longer about us at this point. It's about me. It's about me and what do I want? What's going to make me happy? What do I desire? And then start to look for those opportunities. Reach out to your people. Go out there and start telling yourself a different story because the truth can be that this is the very best thing that ever happened to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
Because
you
I don't
have
want
to be
nobody to
open
don't want me, not even a cat.
to.
Really. That you're bumping your head against the wall. And ownership, okay? Everybody talks about the victim mentality. You contribute something to it. Something. I don't want to be the blamer, but I want you to come to the realization that, hey, Maybe you didn't cook dinner. Maybe you didn't keep yourself up. Maybe you didn't keep the house clean. Maybe you were mean. Maybe you cussed. Maybe you ignored. Maybe you was dipping out on the side. Who knows? But whatever the situation is, you got to own your stuff.
Absolutely.
You got to own your stuff
Absolutely.
and able to project to the next thing. You wrote a book.
I did.
Believe all things are possible.
I did indeed.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about that and what's inside the pages.
So the subtitle, it's really cool that we're talking about this victim mindset because the subtitle is Break Free from the Top Three Mindset Myths to Create Joy and Abundance You Desire and Deserve. So I'm talking about one of the things that I talk about in this book is actually the victim mindset and how insidious those kinds of belief systems. So I have this this way of framing this thing. I call it the subliminal soundtrack. So since I'm sure the brains probably have not heard me speak yet, I'm just going to share with you what that is really quickly. Subliminal mindset or subliminal soundtrack is this loop of messages that plays in the back of our mind all day, every day. And it's made up of all of those little bits of information that we've picked up, throughout our conversations and our lessons that we learned and childhood and adolescence and all of that sort of stuff. So it's based a lot on the conditioning that we have. And as long as we are not aware of that stuff that's happening back there, it can take us into really crazy places. There are two things that we need to really understand about this thing. The first is that what we believe to be true will be true for us, even if it's based on completely incorrect information. And the second is that we create our circumstances to support the belief systems that we carry. So these are the things that I talk about in this book. So much of it is about the mindset and the idea of, if I am going around with this idea that I'm a victim of this person or this circumstance or whatever that looks like, then I am actually going to create the circumstances that make that true.
Absolutely. You're going to draw that energy.
Absolutely
Absolutely.
100%.
Would you share an excerpt from the book?
I will indeed. I will indeed. So in the book, we go in reverse order. So we go myth number three, two, and one. So myth number one, and this was the one that I was called to pull up when you mentioned that we had this opportunity. Myth number one is I'm not enough. This one, wow, this one is powerful. So I say I've purposely left mindset myth number one for the end because in my experience, it's the most difficult to break. Remember the grass in my garden and the pervasive root system that it intertwined with everything. The main reasons this myth is so difficult to break is that it's often the result of childhood trauma. So it's part of your very earliest conditioning and has been part of our landscape for most, if not all, of our lives. Mindset myth number one, I'm not enough. It can show up in many ways. Some of the more common I'm not are, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not strong enough. And just about any other variation you can think of on that theme. And it often causes us to make poor choices and decisions for ourselves without even realizing or understanding that's what we're doing. Remember, what we believe to be true will be true for us, even if it's based on completely incorrect information. So when we begin to buy into the beliefs that we are unworthy or undeserving of anything, it will absolutely dictate the choices and decisions we make. The fact is that the perfect relationship with the perfect partner might be standing right in front of you. But if you don't feel worthy of that relationship or that partner, will you move toward it or away from it? Right. You'll choose your partner based on who and what you feel you deserve.
Exactly. And the circumstances. Now, you might get some cat daddy to come in there and try to meow you and put you under, have you under the Svengali. And you know that it is the warning signs of the same joker that you had the last time, but it's the
Absolutely.
familiar. So allow yourself to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
And as you shift, right? As you shift, then also be conscious of those things. Like, is this something that I want to carry into my next relationship? Is this the, do I want that same kind of person? What do I like? What do I not like? What do I want? What do I need? You know, all of those are really important questions to be asking ourselves because, you know, we have these patterns. We choose the same type of person again and again until we break the pattern.
Okay, so now I'm gonna hold your feet to the fire.
Please do.
Okay, you served it up. I want to see if it's holds true.
Yes.
You're single now?
I am.
Okay, and so what are some of the things, key values that you learned, maybe about yourself or about the next person, but also the level of tolerance? Because we're women of a particular age. You know, we can't re-raise no grown folks. They already grown, they got some bad credit. You know, he may have a bad back, he might be a mama's boy, whatever the situation may be, but what's your boundaries? What are you willing to give up, and what have you learned?
Oh, so many things. So boundaries are probably the most important to me are always about respect and about like treating each other with care and kindness. You know, because even when things get rough, you don't need to beat each other up. There's enough people out in the world that are doing that. You don't need to be doing that to each other at home. I want someone who's responsible. I want someone who is going to partner with me so that I'm not, you know, doing all of the heavy lifting by myself. I
Gotcha.
want someone who is going to be, you know, passionate about something, passionate about life.
Passionate about you.
Well, that too. I mean, that's of course, right?
Course. I
Yeah.
mean, and you know what? And I say that because, Jackie, women lose their sexy.
Yes. Yes, we
Lose,
do.
they lose their sexy. And you know, sexy is sometimes provocative, sometimes it's just an air of confidence. Sometimes it's changing your eyeglasses and putting on a different color lipstick. But it is doing something that makes you feel different, that draws attention. Because
Yes.
after you broke up with your ex, you reinvented yourself. And I know
Yes.
that you ran into some of those people that you knew when you was married for 27 years. And they said, "Oh, Jackie, you look wonderful. You're glowing, you're smiling, you know." They expect for you to be down in the dumps. And you can't, I mean, they do. And they like that. They like that.
Right,
So put
right.
on a facade, brains, whether you feel it or not. I love the book. Pull that up again. Let me see that one more time. I want to get a. That is beautiful. Is that on Amazon?
It is.
Okay.
It is indeed. You can find it either under Jackie Mott or under Believe All Things Are Possible on Amazon. And then you can get it the next day too.
You are good with the numbers. How
Oh,
did you find
yeah.
yourself in the accounting space?
So that's an interesting story. So I became a mom when I was 17. And there was a lot of challenge around that. In fact, a lot of the challenges that I faced in my marriage and later in life were a result of some of the factors that happened around that event. But I ended up going back to school at a certain point, thinking that I was going to become a secretary, right? There was a career college that wasn't very far from my home and, you know, walking distance, right? So I could drop my son off at his school and then walk on to my classes. And I went to enroll for the secretarial program. I think it was a 6-month program. And when I went in the door, the fellow that I met with, it was actually kind of cool because he did this, what do you call it, aptitude testing. So he takes my results, he goes away, he comes back in. And he said, well, you know, like, yeah, you have an aptitude. You could do this for sure. And we have another program that would, it's longer and it would open more doors for you. So have you ever thought about getting into the accounting field? And I went, well, no, I hadn't. And he said, well, this program, so I think it was an 18-month, if I'm, I can't remember, it's a long time ago. But anyway, it included the accounting and some business stuff and, you know, business admin and stuff like that. So it was all sorts of stuff. And he said, you know, then you can get into jobs doing accounts payable or accounts receivable or you can further your education, whatever you want to do. And I went, okay, you know, more opportunities, better opportunities means that it's going to take a bit more time, but hopefully I'll be able to give my son a better life as a result of doing this. So that's actually how it happened. Things are pretty rough with him. He went through some like learning difficulties and stuff like that. So it was very difficult for me to hold a job. So about 2 or 3 years after I actually finished my education, I ended up starting my own business and have been doing that ever since. Because I just couldn't manage the schedule. So it was one of those happy mishaps. I never expected to be in business, and there you are.
Well, you were at the right place at the right time. And they always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And it's about the wanting and the desire, not for yourself, but for your son. And then you grow and you start your own business. Brains, you never know what is going to happen. Or I love to say, you don't know what you don't know. So be excited about new opportunities. Be excited about uncertainty to a degree. Be a risk taker. Take a chance. If the relationship is not good, hitting on you, not coming home, drinking, cheating, you don't know where the money is, cussing you out, all that kind of stuff, girl, stack you some loot. Find out where all the bodies is buried, all of the 401k and other properties and all that kind of stuff, and make a plan. You don't have to be bitter, but you don't have to suffer. And that goes for men too. If your partner is not treating you right, it's not just women that get victimized. You know, relationships look a lot different than what we consider traditional now. Somebody's not treating you right, it don't feel good. Then you have a responsibility to yourself to make yourself feel better. It's nobody else's responsibility. It's an inside job, not an outside job. But you can work with great people like Jackie that is not only running a business, but she's trying to incorporate some of that system knowledge, wisdom, functionality, and analytics, because accountant has to be analytical. Common sense wisdom, okay? She's pouring that into you. But we want to get some fun questions because I love to do this, girl. I like to get all up in your business. If you were a car, Jackie Mock, what car would you be?
Ooh, if I was a car, ooh. Ooh. I think I'd definitely be an SUV.
Oh,
Yeah, isn't that
hybrid
fun?
or electric?
Hybrid.
I just bought a new hybrid. I love it. All right. If you were a flower in the garden, what flower would you be?
Oh, definitely. What do you call those? Gerber daisy.
Oh,
I
they're
love
pretty.
those.
They're pretty. They're really pretty. If you could time travel, go back to the past, stay here in the present, project to the future, where would you land?
I think I would want to check out maybe 5 years down the road from now and see where I'm at.
What planet are you most aligned with?
What planet? I don't know why Pluto is coming up. I have no idea what that means, but there you
Girl,
go.
me and you gonna hang out there together. I want to be
Okay.
out there. Either Pluto or Saturn. I like all the
Ooh.
rings of Saturn. It just looks like something is going on all the time. I love that.
Indeed. Yeah.
If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
The oven.
All right now. Why would you be the oven?
Oh, because it's kind of hot.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All the good stuff cooks there.
See, I'm the polar opposite. I want to be the refrigerator. I just want to sit
Okay.
somewhere and chill. And
Nice.
then when it gets too high, when it gets too bad, I can put you in the freezer. How about that? If you had an opportunity to have a conversation with a 25-year-old Jackie Mott, what would you say to her?
Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on in your life and start making some decisions for you.
Okay. All right. What's left on your life list? What else do you want to
Oh, so many things. So many things. I want to travel. I want to see. There's so many places I want to see. I want to be on big stages. I want to be sharing a message of love and joy and hope, you know, because there's always hope. And that's one of the things, that's one of the things that we can forget sometimes. Things are so temporary, right? Hope. There's always hope for the future. Things can always get so much be more beautiful and better.
Again. Well, you have been a wealth of information. I thank you so much, my Gerber Daisy.
Thank you, April. Thank you, Brains, for joining us.
Absolutely. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I'd love for them to work with you, have a consultation with you, and also pick up a copy of the book. How do they find you?
Yeah, the book again is Believe All Things Are Possible. It's available on Amazon. And if I'm not mistaken, actually, if you have one of those e-reader thingies, I left the price at like $1 or something
Wow.
for those, because it's just about getting the information out there, right? My website is jackiemott.com. You can email me at jackie@jackiemott.com. There is a free download if you do jackiemott.com with the slash free gift. It's called 5 Reasons You Need to Be a Priority in Your Own Life. It's free download. Grab it. And I'm on Facebook. I'm pretty much all over the place. And I've just been uploading a whole bunch of my old shows onto YouTube. So
Good.
check out the YouTube channel as well.
There's a lot of valuable resources, and connection is the key. You're not alone. You don't have to be sad. That's a choice. That's an option. You could go out Pluto somewhere and figure out what you want to do. Circle like the rings of Saturn. Explore, but don't be afraid. Okay? Freedom is not fear. Are you free to be afraid, or are you afraid to be free? That's what we know. Here on the Edge, we want you to go and look and listen to other edgy conversations right here at this address. You see it right here in your face? Love, like, share, and subscribe. Go to Jackie's website. We're going to pull all of her information in the back, but make that connection. If nothing else, have the conversation. As I said before, you don't know what you don't know. Thank you so much for being here with me, Jackie. I appreciate you. Come back to San Diego, girl, so I can turn you loose. All
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
right. Bye, brains. Have an amazing day.